Midden FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
The MV Glenmidden has berthed on the mudflats at Skinflats. This is due to the purser not wanting to pay the harbour fees at Falkirk. The reason the ferry is there at all is to deliver the ladies' Tolstoyhoolish Gaelic choir to the National Mod to enter the British Telecommunications Cup for communities with fewer than 3 phone boxes. Coming from Lewis, the choir more than qualify. Meanwhile, the Eriskinoys have commandeered a ride into town with the choir on the hired bus that is taking them back and forth from the ferry to the competition. The band has made its way to the Skinflats Miners' Welfare Social Club.
What's your pleasure?
We'll have 3 of your finest pints of ale, along with 3 whiskey chasers, my good man.
That's awfully kind of you buying us around.
No problem at all. After all, you'd do the same for me, would you know?
I suppose I would.
I mean, if for some reason I had forgotten my wallet and had ordered a round of drinks, you'd be the first to step up, would you know?
Well,
that's exactly what's happened. So you can just bring them over when you've paid for them. I'll go and see that Doddy's all right.
You're nothing but a tight-fisted old bumboat.
Doddy, there's Doogie getting the drinks in. Are you all right?
Uptight? Why would I be uptight?
No, I said all right. Well, anyways, this place could do with a lick of paint.
I am feeling faint and all. What's the drink?
Here, you old crow. A pint and a chaser, and here's your job, folks.
You're a scholar and a gentleman. Cheers.
Aye, whatever. Here, whilst I was waiting for the drinks, I heard one man over there saying that the band, which usually plays here on the night, have been indisposed.
How can they be closed? We've only just got here.
Folks, we really need to do something about this hearing. Anyways, they're needing a band tonight, and I tell them we could do it.
Oh, I dinna ken. It's very short notice.
They're paying £50 plus all we can drink.
What time do they want us?
With hardly any time to spare, the band get back on the bus and board the ferry to pick up their instruments and creep back off the boat without being spotted. However, the captain is just coming back from his early evening constitutional and meets them at the top of the gangplank.
And where do you think you lot are going?
We've just taken our instruments out for a bit of fresh air. They've been locked away on that boat for the last 6 weeks, and we didn't want to get them rusted.
Mr. Strauss, you really must think I come up the Clyde in a banana boat. You're up to something, and I demand to know what it is. Otherwise, I will be forced to withdraw your credit facilities at the bar.
You're a hard-hearted so-and-so. Well, if you must know, we've been asked to play it awake this night, and being near death ourselves, we couldn't refuse.
I find that hard to believe. Apart from anything else, your playing would wake the dead, not send them off. I'll tell you what, I will allow you to go ashore and play at your wake, only if accompanied by the Reverend Smallpiece.
No, the whistling vicar. Anything but that.
Those are my terms. Take them or leave them.
Oh, all right then, but we need to get a move on. Wake's dinny wait for the band.
You wait there. I'll get the Reverend, and then you can be on your way. Apart from anything else, he'll make sure you return sober.
We'll see about that.
So, with the Reverend Smallpiece by their side, the band, not in the best frame of mind, go off on the bus to the Skinflats Miners' Welfare Social Club. Meanwhile, Maggie has come upon a bit of a revelation, something she is confiding in Scotty in her cabin.
This had better be good, woman. I've gained up the chance of a horn and poker with own plum heed dick.
Scotty, my love, this is something huge, but you have to swear to keep it to yourself when I reveal it.
Oh, jeez, old woman, you're not taking your kit off again, are you? It's no pretty, and I haven't got an arm to take out the wrinkles.
Och, you old tease. No, listen, that nun who came on board with the choir.
What, Sister Helen Wheels of the Order of Perpetual Indulgence, don't one?
And how many nuns have you seen today? Of course it's that one.
Well, come on, what about her?
I know her. Actually, I more than know her. She's my cousin, twice removed.
Twice removed? She's not that close then.
No, she was twice removed by the social services from my auntie. A dreadful story. She got caught on CCTV doing a pole dance at a zebra crossing, using the lollipop man's stick as her pole. The only problem was the lollipop man was still holding it, and he got his toggle caught up in her extensions. There was such a to-do. By the time they got them separated, the school had come out, and 24 children were treated for the trauma.
Oh, woman, you're talking about a nun.
I know. She took the vows soon after getting out of jail and was made choir mistress of the local Gaelic choir. She's fluent in the Gaelic and helps them get their tongue round the hard ones. Anyway, she's had some bad breaks in her life and she needs to have the choir win this competition so she can go back home with her wimple held high.
What are you up to?
Never you mind. All I need is for you to tell me that you will help me when the time comes.
And if I refuse?
I could always reenact the pole dance that got her sent down.
Oh, I'll do it.
So, with accomplice in hand, Maggie sets off to put her secret plan into action. A plan so secret that not even the scriptwriter knows what it is yet. Meanwhile, the Eriskinoys return from their evening at the Skinflats Miners' Welfare Social Club. However, there seems to be someone missing from the trip.
He did what?
Aye, the Reverend got really mad and hit the big bouncer bloke one on the neb.
The neb?
The nose, aye. He really lashed out at him. I've no idea what happened. One minute he was sitting drinking his orange juice. The next, he was up throwing off his clothes and doing a strip the willow. That's when the bouncer came up and tried to get him to calm down. Next thing, smack. Bouncer's nose is bleeding, and then another smack, and the Reverend's flat out on the floor.
So where is he now?
They did it at the Polish station. They want £200 to bail him out. Doddy tried to talk them into letting him off for a fiver, but it wouldn't work.
What you saying?
I'm telling the captain with a plight with the vicars.
Oh, all right, I'll go and change them.
No, you deaf old crow. He's talking about the vicar getting put in jail.
I don't believe this. I let you out for the night, and this is how you repay me. Well, we'd better get down to the police station straight away. Torkel, go and get the purser and tell him to bring his purse with him. And don't worry, you lot will be paying this money back one way or the other.
With the band in tow, the captain and the purser are on their way to the police station in Falkirk to try and bail out the Reverend Smallpiece and find out exactly what happened. Meanwhile, Maggie is in the cafeteria concocting her plan to help her cousin win the competition. What will it be? Will she succeed? Will the vicar be any the wiser? Has anyone got a photograph of him doing the strip the willow? Tune in next week, same time, same channel, to find out.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.